This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 87 of Sunday Supplement. Izzy's just told me she's a Jabberwock.
Well, you were saying I was nothing like Christopher Lee and I was saying I was a Jabberwock.
Yeah, but you're not anything like Christopher Lee and you're not a Jabberwock.
I am both of those things.
Yeah. In which case, I'm an Ewok.
Well, if you're an Ewok, I'm a Wookiee and I beat you in body hair.
Well, no, only in surface area body hair.
What, are you suggesting your hair grows inwards?
Yeah.
Is that why you're losing it?
That makes no sense.
I'm just trying to work out, because you're not really going bald, are you, Simon?
No.
You've still got the same sort of Cad Filey type haircut without the bald bit.
Yes.
Basically, if you want to imagine Simon's hair, imagine a Lego man cut really badly.
Yeah, it's like my hair's fallen off of someone else's head and landed on mine. Yeah, all right. I get that my hair's rubbish. How many different ways a week can you find to make me feel bad about myself?
You saying I was nothing like Christopher Lee. That hurt my feelings. Christopher Lee was my age when he lost his virginity, you know.
What, to you?
Not to me. No, he didn't, because I wasn't alive when he lost his virginity. Actually, the act of Christopher Lee losing his virginity caused the universe to begin.
No, that can't be right. Somewhere, the logic of that is wrong.
No, it's the Big Bang. He fell off the bed. He went to a hotel and fell off the bed because Christopher Lee has a penchant for redheads. I recommend buying his book, which I have, called Lord of Misrule.
Hang on, but if he existed before the universe began,
yeah,
and there were redheads before the universe began...
Yeah, that was all there was, though. It was before time existed, and it was just a field, really low sort of magnetic fields. Before the Big Bang, it was just Christopher Lee and redheads. And also when he got shot in the bottom in the war.
So there was a war before he
created World War II, yeah. But that wasn't when the universe began. When the universe began, that was when Christopher Lee... You should ask Brian Cox this, he'd tell you.
So when they turn the Large Hadron Collider on, they're hoping to find vampires.
Well, no, they're hoping to find Christopher Lee stood very awkwardly.
And with an erection.
In one film, just going... Because that's all he says in the second one. Because he's got the teeth in, you can't speak with the teeth in.
I think you've got terribly confused somewhere along the line.
I am Christopher Lee.
You're not Christopher Lee.
I am Christopher Lee. I've got a voice like a bassoon.
So, what newspaper did you buy, Christopher?
Well, Ewok, I bought the News of the World, because what I wanted to do was find out all about the world and what was new in it. And actually, I only really found out about a few celebrity stories. So, I think I've probably got the best paper of all of them.
I've got the Sunday Times.
Oh, God, you must be tired. I mean, the sheer effort of just lifting the Sunday Times with all the supplements. How many supplements are in it this month?
14,000.
14,000. That's actually down. Because basically, the universe is made up of Sunday Times supplements and quarks. That's it. The elemental particles are Sunday Times supplements, quarks, and...
You're saying the Higgs field is made up of Sunday Times supplements?
I think it might be. That or Christopher Lee's spunk.
There are things in supplements that need to be cut out and kept.
They do, with scissors. Not kept with the scissors, because the scissor drawer is the sacred place.
Is it guarded by the scissor sisters?
It isn't guarded by the scissor sisters, although if you leave scissors and newspaper cuttings in the same drawer, they will les it up.
I've got to take issue with that. Scissors and newspaper cuttings, right, are different species.
They're not different species, they're lesbians. That's really homophobic.
I'm pretty sure they're different species.
I don't think they are. They share many common characteristics.
Name one.
They're in the drawer?
No, the joke was their cuttings. The man who wrote Dave's Bible. And this is Dominic Lawson's review of Red Tory by Philip Blond. How left and right have broken Britain and how we can fix it.
How can we fix it?
Well, he doesn't know. The author is Philip Blond, and he's the guy who's just started Res Publica, which is a new Cameron-type think tank.
Res Publica?
Yeah.
As in residential publicans?
It's really pretentious as well, because it's one word, but halfway through it's got a capital P.
Oh, that's ugly. Yeah. That's like Leonardo DiCaprio. Who isn't that ugly, really.
Simon. How is that like Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, he's got a capital letter halfway through his name.
That's an Italian name, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's stupid.
Basically, it's the guy who's... being held up by Cameron as having the right idea about Britain.
Does he think that Britain is actually just a place to house Christopher Lee? And once Christopher Lee goes, there'll be no Britain.
No, apparently Blond seems to want to send Britain back to some kind of pre-industrial state, apparently insulated against all the forces of globalisation.
Yay!
Nothing more than a protectionist racket for a picturesque local farmers and some sort of resurrected medieval trades guild.
So it's basically like what Prince Charles wants.
Yeah, total... It's
so depressing, isn't it? Feudalism. That was good. Let's go back to that. Let's go back to the fact where no one could read. And we were all subservient to our elders and betters.
Yeah.
Yay!
But I chose it because of this one sentence. Perhaps it is unfair to ridicule Blonde thus. He is no economist, and to pick holes in his antediluvian analysis of the evils of free trade is an easy sport.
So basically, he's calling Blonde a blonde.
Yeah, if you're going to be racist, I'm That's blonde. Racist. Doesn't mean I've got antediluvian tendencies towards an economic structure. I have got big tits, though.
You do. Well, talking
about. No, you're supposed to say no, Simon. You haven't got big tits. You're a svelte young man. At least three of the words in svelte young man are wrong as a description of me.
Like an E-spined hedgehog. That's what you're like. In a little ball all the time, rolling down a hill, getting squished by traffic.
What are you going to cut out and keep?
Eating slugs. Think your man won't cheat? Think again. Our shocking survey reveals that a third of all men have had affairs and a quarter of women have been mistresses. We'll reveal the ugly truth about the nation's relationships.
They do these surveys all the time and they always come up and say, it's shocking, we've got the same result as the last time we did it. It's shocking. And everyone goes, that's shocking.
It is shocking, though.
Is it? Are you shocked? Is your hair spiked up on... Oh, no, you're right.
No, it is quite spiky. But as usual, they've illustrated it
with boobs.
Pictures of celebrities. So we've got Broken Hearts, clockwise from top left, John and Tony Terry, Ashley and Cheryl Cole, Mark Owen and his wife, Emma.
Sorry, I thought you said celebrities. That was satirical.
Our survey said one in three men have had affairs. A quarter of women have had sex with married men. One in five men don't consider monogamy realistic.
How many people did they survey?
This is the annoying thing. They don't explain the survey, so you have no idea of the scientific credibility of the said survey.
You don't know how heteroscedasticistic it is.
You do not know if the results are heteroscedasticistic or homoscedasticistic, although they do mainly concentrate on the hetero.
I'm running a survey on my website at the moment, and I want it to have a statistically significant result, so I need 1,000 people to fill it in, I think.
No, it depends on the survey.
It's an opinion poll about politics, so I think 1,000, that's what Gallup do.
Yeah, but the trouble is that you're already undermining your sample base because you're only going to be picking people who've read your blog. So it's a really bad poll, whereas a Gallup poll actually is far more wide-ranging. So actually, in order to get a fair representation, you'd have to get many more than 1,000 people. I'm really, really nerdy. Because basically, statistics, you need to extrapolate about an entire population, which makes really collecting social statistics a nightmare, because usually you only get people who can be bothered to fill in forms and don't really have enough time or care to do anything else. People who help with social studies are really, really, really boring. Anybody who stops in the shopping centre says, yes, I will tell you my opinion of cottage cheese and
haven't
mugging.
Haven't you done one about deodorant?
I don't think so. Sure I remember that.
I'm sure you did.
Oh, no. Oh, you're right, because it was the day I bought my Crocs. Because I bought Crocs before they were fashionable. I found them in the shop.
Shut up.
And then they paid me £10. My Crocs were then like 15 quid and supposed to 25 quid in my head, because I stopped in the pub and, yeah, did one about deodorant. You're right. And there are lots of different cards and what I felt about Dove. What do you feel about Dove?
What do I feel about Dove?
Or Mum. There is Mum. Personally, I think Mum's the wrong name for a deodorant, because the last thing I want to stick under my armpit is my mum.
Wow. Between us, we've not talked about our articles. Isn't that good?
I fell pregnant with another man's baby. 40% of women aged 18 to 24 have fallen pregnant during an affair.
I've never understood the phrase falling pregnant.
Basically, what happens when you get pregnant, in order for it to work, in order for the sperm and the egg to meet properly, you need to smack your face against the floor.
Trip up and land on a spunking cock.
Well, exactly. That's basically how it happens. It's like falling ill as well. You have to fall ill and fall in love. Aww. But falling ill and falling in love are very similar, I think, because they're both slightly irritating and get in the way of work.
Let us end endeavour onto the playing field of Articles of Farcical then.
Now, if you've never played Articles of Farcical before...
I've never played it.
Okay, what you need to do is you need to get some shin guards, because I do hack. And yeah, also, true. Have you got your gum shield in?
Yeah.
And your bum shield?
My bum shield?
Your bum shield.
What do you intend doing to me?
Your bum shield and your gum shield. That's very important that you wear.
See, what you've done there is confuse Article of Farcical with porno Quidditch.
Hockey is not porno Quidditch. Hockey is a very important game.
No, it's not.
By the way, if any Canadians are listening, I think we've got a couple of Canadian listeners. Hello, how are you? What are you talking about?
Oh, I see. You're talking about field hockey, not ice hockey.
Yeah, exactly. It's field hockey, not ice hockey. And it's very important because you don't want to see Wayne Gretzky without his ice.
Well, look at Izzy coming through with the ice hockey knowledge. You don't know who Wayne Gretzky is, do you?
I do know who Wayne Gretzky is because he's very little and very fast on his feet. And he doesn't look like an ice hockey player, but he's the best.
He doesn't play
anymore. It's a bit like if you were really good at basketball.
I am really good at basketball.
Are you?
No.
Also, another sport that you're really bad at is Article of Farcical, where I read out three articles from...
I believe
I've
won the last three in a row.
Shut up. It's only because you're getting better at predicting me. That's all it is. It's becoming harder to fool you because you know me. And if we got somebody else to do the Article of Farcical, you'd be rubbish. But it's just because you think you know me better than you think I know what you know about me. Anyway, it's all about me.
No, I just stick a pen in it. So statistically, I'm going to get a run of wins, aren't I?
Statistically, that is true. Okay, so you have to decide which article I've made up and which articles are from the News of the World. I will read you out four articles, one of which I have made up. Are you ready, Simon?
Yeah.
Are you ready, readers at home in Homeland?
Homeland Security.
Not Homeland Security, although there might be. If you're from Homeland Security, write in to sundaypodcast@hotmail.com and tell us how to smuggle drugs. They're not about smuggling drugs, are Homeland Security? I'm confusing them with customs. You don't want to confuse customs with anything. Okay, number one. Is this an article or is this a farcical? Hello, are you okay?
I'm all right. Not actually, I'm bored.
Why are you bored? Don't be bored.
My face still aches.
That's just your headphones squishing your little face.
I do actually look like a hamster with a helmet on.
You do need to sort of like somehow loosen your headphones because every week Simon gets partially crushed.
It's true. When I take my headphones off after recording, I can feel my head expanding back to the right shape.
It's because Simon is so little that the weight of headphones on him squishes him down. He's only the size of Morph.
You don't know how big Morph is.
Do you want to know what Hello You Are Okay is about? Okay, no. You're not going to find out then. Shock and awe.
Is it or is it
and awe?
Okay, and I don't care what that's about either. Go on.
It's quite an interesting one, that one. We're the Glammars.
Glammars?
Yeah, like grandmas but glamorous.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Okay.
And?
L, yeah.
L, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, is that about the L word?
No, that's about E-double-L-E. Yeah. They got L's new fragrance to give away as part of their thing. So it's
L McPherson.
Yeah. So Hello, Are You Okay? Shock and R, We're the Glammars, and L Yeah.
What's Shock and R about?
Shock and R is about a lady who had a menopause at 21, but now she's pregnant. So yay.
Early onset menopause.
I did
not know of such a thing.
It's like early onset...
jelly.
Yeah, early onset jelly, where you try and make jelly, but it goes really hard before you can even pour the boiling water.
That is nothing like early onset menopause.
That is exactly like it.
No.
In every way.
Right. Glammars, I'm guessing, is about glamorous grannies. Hello, I'm okay, and L, yeah.
No. Hello, Are You Okay?
Yeah, okay.
It's about magazines. But never mind.
It's about magazines. Oh, Hello, Are You Okay? Are they the same thing?
No, it's about how the fact that they've always been huge rivals, Hello and Okay magazine, but yeah. Now they're working together on a few stories. It's really weird.
You've stumped me, I'm afraid. So my gut says L, yeah, is the farcical.
Why that one?
I just told you, my gut says it.
Your gut?
Yeah.
Your gut usually says...
Yeah, it does often say that. But sometimes when I'm... But sometimes when I want a case, I'm right, aren't I?
Do you want to see if you're right?
Yeah.
Do you think you're right?
No.
Is that what you really think?
No.
Think you got it right?
No.
Simon, you got it wrong.
Of course I did.
Ooh, loser. Have another guess. You've lost, but have
no,
another
No, I'm not having another guess so you can belittle me even further.
What's your gut telling you now?
But you're a horrible person. Which one's the right one?
Farcical is Hello, Are You Okay? Because Hello and OK are rival magazines. Why would they help each other out?
You know, that's part of the story, wasn't it, you cheat?
But the story isn't real. The story I made up. The story I extracted from my bottom. And you can shut up because your bottom got the wrong answer and my bottom got the right answer. Therefore, I have a nicer bottom.
It's time to play the randomizer, Skyzer.
Randomizer, Skyzer.
Are you still doing an impression of my digestive system?
Yes.
I thought so.
It's particularly that. That's what happens after you've eaten, like, entire Kinder eggs. And as the chocolate has melted off in your stomach, you got the plastic toy going through your system, going, bouncing off the walls of your belly.
That makes no sense. Why would a plastic toy make that noise?
Because as it bounces through you. Because it's
a
little
toy. But it would sound plasticky, wouldn't it? It wouldn't sound like a low-ride car going by with its stereo on loud.
Is that what I sound like?
Well, you sound like
something. That's a really good impression. Did I do a good noise?
No, you sound like the digestive system of a goat. You can pick the Culture magazine, the Sunday Times magazine, or Style.
I will go with the Culture magazine.
Culture magazine. Drew Barrymore on the front page, although they've chosen to use a picture of her when she was about 14. And between 1 and 79.
I will go for 46, please.
Right. Prepare to be outraged.
Ooh, okay.
In his spirited life of Pevsner, Stephen Games reveals that he has dug out papers confirming that the much-loved English art historian was an admirer of Goebbels.
Really? Because all I know about Pevsner is that thing that Jonathan Meads did about Pevsner.
You mean the guy who did the books about
churches?
Archaeology, and... I almost said architecture. No, yeah. It is. It is the same one. Hang on.
And he liked Goebbels. Well, he did like churches as well, so...
Are you saying Goebbels is a church?
Yeah. Goebbels is a type of church. It's like Grey Gables, and that sort of thing is named after Goebbels, because Goebbels invented the modern Christian look. Maybe not. Maybe actually Goebbels was really against Christianity to the point where he wanted to reinstate paganism. But, shut up. Anyway... But the thing about Pevsner is he did all of his reports and he just spent ages talking about churches and didn't talk about, you know, bus stops, which is what Jonathan Meads was really interested in.
Yeah, Jonathan Meads is very worth watching. Dig him out. So what have I got to choose from?
May magazine is fabulous. So
well, we should go with fabulous then.
And you've got from page one to page... Well, it doesn't have numbers on. But it's quite thick. I'd say it's about 74.
Right, so it hasn't got numbers on. How are you going to know what page you're turning to?
It has on some of the pages, just the last page doesn't.
All right, we'll go with page 19.
19. Well, actually, you've picked part of my cutout and keep about the infidelity files, but it's the page which has all the technology that helps you catch a cheat.
So
and
a big
also
net.
Helps them cover their tracks. Well, there's Ace Spy software, a computer program that records every keystroke typed on a computer so you can see what emails, passwords, messages and documents have been written.
I find it quite ironic that the News of the World, which has pretty much got a record of intercepting and doing illegal activities to get information about celebrities and other famous people.
Royal family, yeah.
Do actually have a spread about how they probably go about doing it.
Flexi Spy software, download this to your partner's mobile and you'll be able to receive copies of his text, call logs and emails, as well as pinpointing his geographical location. Reverse phone search, only available in the US so far, but bound to come over here. Gives you the name and address of the caller when you dial the equivalent 1471.
The address?
Yeah.
That's quite frightening.
Ooh, you went a little squeaky there. You're really wondering who's been calling you from a weird address? Has it been Christopher Lee from his isolated country house on top of a big hill?
He lives in a house, a very big house in the country.
Don't say that.
Because he's Dracula.
Yeah.
So it's correct.
He's actually a count, Christopher Lee.
There's a joke there, which I'm not going to say.
He's a count with an O.
Without
track,
an O.
It's simply placing a tracking device under your partner's car bonnet and you can monitor his journeys online. But if you want to help cover up an affair you're having, the News of the World also have some tips. FakeAlibi.co.uk, a website that can provide false documents and phone numbers such as virtual hotel bookings and travel reservations to prove that you're in one place when you're actually in another. This is quite sad, isn't it?
It's quite sad that people would actually go to that length, yeah.
Don't have affairs and cover it up. Have affairs and tell everybody that you're a dick.
Walk out into the street, I'm having an affair! And no one will believe you anyway, so you'll get away with it.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's a rubbish plan.
Time time to measure up the girth, width and general mass of our humdongers then. Do you know, I bought the Sunday Times because it was either that or the Mail on Sunday this week. And I thought, no, I'm not going to buy the Mail on Sunday because I don't have the stomach to look at Piers Morgan. And the very first page of the very first supplement I've got has a picture of Piers Morgan on it.
Aww.
And it's relative values, and it's like an interview with him and his brother Jeremy.
Oh, he's got a brother.
Yeah.
There's two of them.
His full name is Pugh Morgan. I'd forgotten about that.
Pugh Highland McGrew Cuthbert Dibble and Grub.
That's the one. Now, Jeremy spends a lot of his side of the article talking about Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
And Piers spends a lot of his side of the article talking about Piers Morgan. And Piers says, we both went to the local comp where you get these skinheads who'd want to rearrange your face. And Jeremy says, there were four of us children, and my father could not educate us all privately. So Piers and I left our prep school for a comprehensive. It was a good school, though, and we both did well. I think I prefer Jeremy to Piers.
I can't even escape in a mine, because instead of at the back having Piers Morgan telling you how many celebrities he's met, I've got Amanda Holden telling you how many times she's met Piers Morgan.
That's her VIP, isn't it? A very important...
No, she's a very indiscreet person.
Very indiscreet person, yeah.
Yeah.
Because her publicist is writing it for her. What? That doesn't make any sense.
Pretty much.
So, can you beat Piers Morgan?
I think I probably did. Later we met Piers Morgan and his fiancée Celia Walden for drinks, and I noticed she's sporting a new huge diamond ring. It cost $10 from a charity shop, laughed Celia, who concocted a plan with Piers to take the mickey out of the huge rock Simon Cowell bought for his fiancée, Mezgan. Mezgan sounds like some sort of evil dictator in Doctor Who.
Mezgan.
That's a beautiful name. It's spelled M-E-Z-G-H-A-N.
I would have thought that's Megan.
Onward. Are you the Doctor? I will destroy you.
You'd be a rubbish Doctor Who.
I would have been a brilliant Doctor Who.
You'd be a rubbish Doctor Who.
I would, because I'd pretend to be a boy throughout. I'd cross-dress and pretend to be a boy and then get really upset when everybody pointed out that I had bosoms.
So is that your humdonger?
No, indiscreet person?
No, come on, you just
distracted me with the peers, like Brighton does. Say bye-bye to Botox. Beauty's new power pills are the latest weapon in the war against wrinkles. Get set to pop the facelift pill.
Oh, God. If you pop it, surely your face will burst.
That is the English language, unfortunately. I know that falling pregnant and popping pills is all very confusing to you, but that's the way.
I presume it's popping it out of the blister packs. I'm not that stupid. I'll figure out a metaphor when I see one. Not that you see a metaphor, of course.
You don't really see a metaphor. Is that literally true, Simon?
It's literally true, yes.
Excellent. So, how exactly does it work? Scientists who developed the little red pill modified lycopene...
Hang on, if you take the red pill, don't you get chucked out of the Matrix?
Exactly, but you'd be very wrinkle-free in the Matrix because you've been in liquid. Anyway, that's a red antioxidant pigment found in tomatoes into a form more easily absorbed to the human body cells. Combine it with vitamin C and isoflavones from soybeans. So basically, there's really bad science behind this in the sense that they've basically gone vitamin C, soybeans and tomatoes.
That's a salad.
Pretty much. But this salad costs you £14.95 for 60 tablets.
All right, it's an M&S salad.
Yes.
This isn't just salad. This is an M&S facelift.
The trouble with this article, the reason why it's a humdonger, is it doesn't really give you any information other than, you should do this. The one to stop sagging, immune performance Elastiferm supplement with Alistair. I don't know what Alistair Campbell's doing, but it does explain the high price because he can only produce a certain amount of product per day, I suppose.
Are you saying they milk Alistair Campbell?
Yeah, and that's £41 for 60 capsules.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements, and I win just on sheer number. I could build a house out of my supplements.
Who thought adding meant increase, Simon? That's just dilution.
Are you saying I've got homeopathic supplements?
You've got homeopathic supplements, yeah.
I don't think I have. There's more substance in my supplements than in home. No, there's not, is there? Damn.
I'm trying to work out what I have to do to win a magical £1 million with an owl sat on the end of the million. Everyone's talking about purely creative scratch cards. I've got free scratch cards in my thing.
I suspect you have to scratch the card then. Clues in the name.
Okay, I've got four of these. Right, so scratching...
Four?
...of the three palos.
They're going to be here all day. What's you
got? I've got sunglasses in a Jonathan Meadsy style. I've got a cup of tea and I've got a bike. No. Right, I've got a helicopter. Another helicopter. Ooh... and another helicopter. So I've got all three. So three matching symbols equals a cash payout of either a million, 100,000, 20,000, 10,000, 5,000, 2,000, 1,000, 500, 250, 50, 25 or 10. I bet you it's £10.
And I bet you've got to phone up a premium number.
Guaranteed cash payout, it says. And here's the number to ring.
Yeah, exactly. 0898.
It's not even that. It's an 0906. So that's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Max call length is 6 minutes at £1.50 a minute.
So to win £10, you've got to spend £10.
Yes. Choose a text option. You receive 6 times £1.50
texts. You get 6 texts to tell you that you've won £10.
So
are you suggesting that because you've won the option of spending £10,
yeah,
that you've won?
Yeah.
No.
Well, in fact, I could have won £1 million. I'm not going to find out because I'm not an idiot.
You didn't win £1 million. You just got a coin dirty.
No, I actually got my desktop dirty with little bits of silver, which I'll probably end up forgetting what they are, thinking they're crisps and eat them.
So the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was the Sunday Times.
No,
it was
News
better
World.
Than the News of the World.
But that's not what really it's about, Simon. You're not playing the game right.
Sorry, yes, you're right. It's about you winning. So the newspaper
so
you should have bought last Sunday was the News of the World.
Christopher Lee. Without him, we wouldn't be here, Simon.
So you say. I'm still dubious of the science.
He got shrapnel in his ass.
See, I've nothing to add to that. How
Why?
Can I top Christopher Lee having shrapnel in his ass?
Use a gun.
If you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. Please enclose a picture of shrapnel in your ass.
Yes. Or of Christopher Lee creating the universe in the way that Christopher Lee can. I can't remember the hotel he was in when he did it, but he did do it in a hotel.
Christopher Lee did not create the universe whilst having sex in a hotel with a redhead. Okay, I just want to clarify this. That is wrong.
That is
not how the universe started.
It's exactly how. Ask Brian Cox, he'll tell you. He will. He'll say, well, and that basically means yes.
Well, even if he then says, you're wrong, it actually happened like this.
The word well is basically affirmation of Izzy's brilliance.
Well, we're not
there
here next
go.
Week.
Yeah, we're not here next week because it's Easter and we've got to go and watch Jesus lay eggs. And we can lick his little bunny rabbit and sup on his wondrous chocolate surprise. And
you've been reading too much about the Catholic Church this week.
Yeah. Oh, good old Catholic Church. They never disappoint. In a sense that they really disappoint. But if you're expecting them to disappoint, they never disappoint.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.